Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Locket by Richard Paul Evans. Read by Richard Thomas.
As the desert blurred past in the luminous hues of an impressionist's palette, Faye huddled tightly against the car door, her eyes closed, and her coffee hair spilling over her face. We had already traveled 50 miles past the last evidence of humanity, into the Utah desert's blanched, stubbled plain, and Faye had not yet asked where it was that I was taking her. Her faith in our journey was not unlike her faith in our courtship, attributable only to some godlike quality of the female mystique. I had never been to this corner of the earth, but the stories I had heard of the dead town had given it meaning, and I confess anxiety at its approach. I was told that the town, steeped in the foothills of the Oquinta Range, was constantly assailed by mountain winds, but there was no wind that day, and the spray of red dust in the car's wake hung in the placid air, liberated from a roadway not trespassed for a year's time. I was glad for this day, for the warmth and thaw of spring, for though I embraced the land's immense solitude, felt akin to it, it would be foolhardy to venture so far from civilization with the possibility of becoming stranded on washed-out roads. Flash floods were common in these regions, and most of the ghost town's abandoned mines had decades earlier collapsed under their turbulent runoff. The water